At the commencement of this psalm, the psalmist says that his soul is waiting upon God. That's what a Christian does. That's what a child of God does. Much of our time, much of our life is spent in waiting. And so when you are faced with intense opposition, what should you do? Oftentimes we become busy in doing things, busy resolving things. But David says, no, no. Truly, this is the truth. My soul waiteth upon God, he says. So how does he wait on the Lord? He waits on the Lord by leaning upon the Lord, by looking to his salvation, looking to the Lord as his defense, as his refuge. And so he repeatedly says these things. Waiting upon God is speaking of his faith and trust in the Lord. And then he repeats this again and again. And so in verse 8, he says, trust in him at all times, ye people. So now he's looking to us and he's saying to those who are reading his words, he says, now, this is what I am doing. This is what you should be doing too. And then verse 9, he says this. Surely men of low degree are vanity and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. So he's putting people on a scale. He's weighing people up. And he says God knows the true weight of ungodly men. He says they are lighter than vanities. They're lighter than vapor. And have no righteousness that, as it were, registers on the scales. And verse 10, he says, trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. So not only oppression and robbery must be rejected, but also worldliness and materialistic dependence upon increased riches. Our riches increase. Our bank balance increase. And there is a danger then for us to to depend on those things for life. Because we have to remember that none of those things will ever meet our spiritual needs. And that will show itself in the way we talk, in the way we live, in the way we pray, in the way we serve, in everything in our lives. It shows, am I depending on the Lord or not? Am I waiting upon the Lord or not? In verses 11 and 12, it speaks about God's word. God hath spoken once. It says that mercy and power and justice are in his mind. And he says, after God has spoken to him, these are the things that are going through his mind. And so he says, God's word is so important for us. And so when we think about what's happening in our lives, you have to look at it from the word of God. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard it, that power belongeth unto God. Well, may the Lord help us then to look at everything in our lives by the word of God. And to see that waiting on God is the best of things. Whatever's happening in our lives, we always have been given opportunity to wait on the Lord, to trust in the Lord. Well, let us then come now before the Lord in prayer.